PFT Media.
That's right, mother flip. I can't start.
Don't start right there, right?
I can't start with a beat.
No.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Episode 7 of The Devil's in the Details. Pedro Lima, Dan Perella. And we got a scary, spooky show for you tonight. That sounded corny.
Yeah.
Clean it up, Freddy.
Doing a little bit better than certain islands.
Oh. Yes. Hey, so North Korea is still around. Puerto Rico's barely there.
Yeah, wow.
We're holding strong. I'm starting to hate the fact that we just throw the word strong to whatever city. Like, fill in the city and add the word strong. Boston gets popped.
Boston strong.
All right, cool. We got it.
You cool.
Orlando.
Orlando strong.
We went Orlando. Okay.
We were.
All right. Cool. I didn't know this until I went to the football game. I wore my Puerto Rico hat.
Uh-huh.
And the guy selling beer, I get the beer, and he gives me the fist pump. He goes, Puerto Rico strong. And I'm like... is that even a thing?
That's not.
I didn't see a hashtag.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that you're sharing your slogan with cities. If you're a territory, you get a different word. You're an island.
Well, Florida went through the hurricanes. Florida strong.
Right.
Houston went through a hurricane. Houston strong.
Houston strong.
Vegas went through their little shooting there.
Right.
So that
means you're now Strong Island?
Las Vegas.
Is that strong. What it is?
I don't want to. No, Strong Island's always been Long Island. But, I mean, can we get a different adjective?
I think so. I don't know what it would be. What do you want? You want something stronger than strong?
No, but it's getting to the point. It's like, all right, next shooting, just at this. What's that elementary school shooting place?
The Sandy Hook one?
Sandy Hook strong.
Yeah.
See, just throw it out there.
Yeah, whatever. Sandy Hook strong.
Yeah.
Titanic strong.
We're with you.
Hindenburg strong.
Uh-huh. God, you beat me to it, you son of a bitch.
Rwanda strong. Hutu power. Wait, no, it's a different one. Sorry.
Mexico fuerte.
Man, so that's the guy you're doing in Spanish.
Yeah.
I have to.
That's switch strong. Up.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. The president, please don't bleep this part. He was called a fucking moron. Which is accurate. I know we got a couple of Trump supporters that listen to the show.
Sure.
And truly, from the cockles of my heart, go fuck yourself. Yeah, I know. It's not popular. Them. It's different. They don't give them a chance. Whatever. But this is kind of a little personal for me.
It's
the island I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
It's the island of the man you idolize.
Absolutely.
La Cueva del Chicken is still strong.
Cueva
del Chicken strong.
Posted their menu yesterday. They're rocking.
Yeah. Are they giving updates?
Yeah. They've been updating since then. They're like, and they give updates like, okay, we have these items still. No American Express, but everything else good to go.
Oh, okay. So the American Express.
They're telling you what they got, and they've been doing it ever since.
That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I talked to my cousin. She was telling me that she's one of the lucky... She doesn't have power.
Okay.
She goes, we're still living like Amish. Right. Roads are kind of like damaged, as you can expect. And she gets to go to work.
Uh-huh.
But she can only work until 3 o'clock because then after 3 o'clock, she has to go back home. Traffic is horrible.
Yeah.
She only has 2 hours of light after 3 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, it starts going dark. Mm. 8 o'clock, it's shut down.
That's about 50-50 if the road lights are working, huh?
Yeah, dude. It's 50-50. With the lights working, it's worse. With the lights not working, it's Mad Max.
That's got... Oh, Jesus.
It's Mad Max. Instead of the guy with the guitar on top of the hood thing, they got like a Tito Puente guy with the...
El Humongo.
El Humongo.
No. No mas.
Can you really have a huge car chase and everybody's late, though?
There's not a car chase. That's Nick, everybody. He's
opening up with a racist comment.
I know. No, but it's... It just,
that was our fault not introducing you.
Yeah, dude. Only late at night I would see that a highway that would be like open that you can go fast. Right. But traffic there is like almost like LA type traffic. Ugh. It's just like slow and mm-hmm. steady kind of thing. And then the lights are optional at night. It is like the red light, they treat it like a four-way stop sign because people would get carjacked.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they stop and then they go.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's how it is in Detroit.
Is that how they do it in Detroit?
They encourage the rolling. They encourage rolling stops through red lights in certain parts of the city where it's pretty much uninhabited.
How bad was it in
Florida? RoboCop style.
In Florida, it was that. I mean, people don't know how to react when.
Oh God!
There's no lights on the street lights.
We're the worst.
And they just all four of them want to go at the same mm-hmm. time.
I don't understand.
This place has no hope. Florida has no hope, dude.
So what's the deal? I've heard conflicting stories with these Puerto Rican truck drivers.
Okay. With these Puerto Ricans.
Are they lazy union guys? They just can't get to the job. What are we looking at here?
There's different stories, so it depends who you ask.
Okay.
So if you ask the politicians, mm-hmm. they'll throw it on the union guys. And if you ask the union guys, they're being told that the politician, they're keeping them out. The story I've heard is that they're there.
Okay.
They want to go.
Right.
But FEMA is not letting them go out there to go out with the trucks.
Because it's unsafe?
My guess would be, yeah, absolutely unsafe. Because there's gangs out there that are just going straight up and robbing places now for supplies. It's getting that crazy. So now you got a truck, right? And you're going to give it to a trucker. All right, fine. What's to say that truck is not going to go to his neighborhood?
Right.
And now you don't have anybody, you know, directing there.
Yeah.
I understand the desperate needs kind of thing. That's why the military should be out there helping out, you know, get the recruits.
Should be some convoys here with each other.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
No, but apparently this island, I don't know if you've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Surrounded by a lot of water. Ocean water.
Oh, okay. Whoa, shit, man. Hold on.
Correct.
Hold on.
Lots.
Our ships can't handle ocean water.
No, you crazy?
No.
It's a lot of water.
Yeah, yeah. We're used to bathtub water. We got that, you know? That's how it, and that's how Normandy happened, because we went through the bathtub in England.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So. But, what was it? It was clear access. They had clear access for the beach raid.
Uh-huh. That was easy.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico's tough.
Oh,
those modern ports, it's really tough to get in them.
You know what? The last invasion was the American invasion in 1898, I think it was.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah? Did I nail that year?
You got it.
Yeah. Give it up.
Nice.
Give it up.
Oh. Nice.
So is that. Hey, all right, let's change topics. Ric Flair, still with us.
Still with us.
Woo!
Bobby Heenan, not so much.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bobby Heenan. That one's for real. So Ric Flair is coming out. He slept with was it 10,000, 100,000 women, or something like that?
I think it's a
10,000.
10,000. I sort
Will
of.
Will Chamberlain said how many?
1,000.
1,000?
Yeah, Will Chamberlain said 1,000.
Just 1,000.
I heard 1,000.
So he said 10,000. All right. All right. So let's say
he's trying to up the Will.
Which one's more realistic?
Well, Flair's been going longer than Chamberlain, has he?
Yes.
Yeah. So. 10,000,
no.
Yeah, no, I can believe that.
I believe, I go with Flair, and this is why.
Why?
Okay, Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Black basketball player.
Absolutely.
What era?
60s, 70s.
So he's sleeping with 1,000 women.
Yeah.
Are we talking 1,000 black women or 1,000 white women?
70-30
to the white side, right?
To the black side.
To the black side?
In that era, I'd say yeah, probably black side.
He's not sleeping with any Asian chicks. What's going on here?
There's no Asians.
There's not that many over there.
It's
California.
Because I'm thinking.
No Asians. It's California.
Let's do 30. They're in the camps. They're in the camps.
It's the wrong era. Wrong era. 20 years
earlier.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay. All right, so let's say 30, right? He sleeps with white women. No death threats? No, you know what I mean?
Right. He's not doing any Sammy Davis stuff going on here.
You know, Sammy Davis, like, was...
He got
like,
one, and he got the two.
It was Swede, not even an American one.
Yeah, he had to get a Swede.
And he was getting crap for
it. Yeah.
So this guy's sleeping with, let's say, 30. I'll use your number, 30. Right. No threats, nothing like that. All right, well, you kind
of... I think both of them are cheating. I think how many orgies do they go to and they just estimate who's there?
Oh. Yeah.
And I was there, so that all of them counts.
They saw it. Yeah. They saw it.
I think, you know, we need a timekeeper on
and
this
And then
one.
We got the ring rats.
Of course, you got the rats all over.
That's easy pickings.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like...
That's guaranteed at least three per show.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
On a real show, yeah.
Yeah, on a real show.
A real show, yeah. Not an indie show.
Not an indie show?
You maybe get one on an indie show. You can still pull
three per show this time. And back then, honestly, I'm up in it to five.
All right, yeah.
Five per night.
Back then, yeah.
Indies in the 70s and 80s, five a night.
Doing double shots?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to think he was on the road 300 days out of the year?
Mm-hmm. At least.
Hitting the southern market. The southern market girls.
He's been active since what, 74, 75? What are we looking at here? Yeah.
Since 74?
I think it's about 74, 75 around there.
All right. So that's 43 years.
Been in the game for about 40 years, let's say.
40 years.
All right. 10,000 divided by 40. What do we got here?
So 10 per month. Let's say 10 per month. 10 per month. That's 120.
120 a year times 40. All right, so that's 3,600, right?
Okay, so let's say 20. Let's throw 20 a month.
Okay. 20 a month.
Is it realistic? It's realistic. It has to be realistic.
Is it 5,000 maybe. 10,000 though. For 40 years. Nick's doing the math right now, so I'm trying to eat up some time here.
All right, so if he did 20 a month
and
for 40 years... That's 9,600 women.
So
that's realistic.
Yeah,
that's realistic.
That's realistic. Congrats, Ric Flair.
Good job, Ric.
You had no shame in your game.
No.
No shame. And this is 20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Married.
Married.
And during the territory days, single. It's got to be more than 20. It's just got to be. There's no way it's less than
20. Because we're not even factoring threesomes.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had plenty of threesomes, four ways, all that stuff.
Easy.
Oh, at least four ways.
Four ways, yeah.
Yeah. This is a math edition of the Devils and Diseases.
There's a reason they kept doing this. It wasn't for the fucking... All right.
Had so many! Woo!
Audio podcast. It's
Oh, man. All right. There was something else. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about that a little bit. What a surprise, huh?
Oh, no.
Speaking of 10,000 women.
You want to be a star?
Yeah. Yeah. Sucky, sucky.
Oh, okay. Those Weinsteins.
Listen.
I've seen some nice-looking plants in my life, but never enough to go that far.
It's... If a rumor's out there...
Yeah.
Okay. Like, the Cosby rumor was out there for the longest time.
Yeah. Right.
The O'Reilly rumor has been out there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Weinstein, well, not only Weinstein, but any producer out there. You speak to anybody in Hollywood, they know about the casting couch. It's a term called the casting couch.
Yeah,
they know about that. My whole thing about this, they got Harvey Weinstein. Good. But I'm pretty sure, you know, what's the guy that did the X-Men movies? Isn't he Brian rumored?
Singer, yeah.
Isn't he rumored to be like
he was prosecuted?
Finally, like was, little suits and shit like
sued.
That.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sued.
He
was sued.
Yeah. So
and then it got dropped, but yes, he was sued.
So there's that. Oh, you're the movie guy.
It got settled, yeah.
That, all that stuff.
No, I think it got dropped.
Dropped, okay.
Yeah, some weird jurisdiction thing. It was like kind of a technicality.
I will not release another X-Men movie unless you drop this thing. Okay, we gotta see Apocalypse.
We don't want X3 again. We gotta give it to him.
So now Louis C.K. is in hiding. Because those rumors are out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
There's rumors out there that Louis C.K. will masturbate in front of the female feature. You know what I mean? And
I believe it.
And we need Hannibal Buress to bring it up to light, just like he did to Bill Cosby.
Well, Tig Notaro did the interview.
She talked about it, but yeah, she didn't deny it.
Mm-hmm. No, she said that he did it to her, and that there's an episode of the season two of her show. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, really?
And it's about that, and this character is based on Louis C.K. She's been very upfront about, like, yep, that's him. That's those rumors around about him. It didn't make much of a dent in the,
media. I mean, not yet.
It bubbled up a little bit a couple months ago, but yeah, maybe not yet. It'll come back around.
But the cover up. The covers are starting to come up because NBC was trying to cover up the story of Harvey Weinstein until Mia Farrow's son said, well, I'll take it to the New Yorker. They
print that shit.
Nobody reads anything.
Yeah.
Nobody reads the New Yorker.
Yeah. You got to be real snobby.
I'm outraged. I'm going to tell the one other person that reads this.
He did what to those skirts?
He asked for a massage, what? So, horror story, those poor girls, what they had to go through.
Oh, my God. Tall.
I mean, look at them.
I mean, ugh. That guy's slimy and stuff like that. Mm. You know, it's just creepy. Come on, let me listen.
It's a lot of outrage this week.
It's a lot of
outrage. A lot of outrage. From McDonald's to Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, that stupid sauce, those idiots. Those f***ing morons. Feel free to beat that one.
Oh, well, they're all, yeah. I got them.
Man, you know, bad planning on McDonald's, but you're getting worked up over dipping sauce. Use a bitch.
I still think it was planned. I think it was planned.
Yeah.
Did it to do the outrage. It was 100% a setup. Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't a planned thing with the guys of Rick and Morty at all.
No.
No.
Because even Dan Harmon says, you know, they did this on the side and stuff. But they got heavy traffic
going McDonald's wanted to see. It's like, let's see how popular this thing is. All right. Now we'll bring it back.
Oh, right. You want to bring my name to a cartoon? That's how the clown talked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't Ronald do a Ronald. Ronald McDonald got real it on it.
We all dip down here.
It's so stupid. Like, they just jumped on that thing, and me and my kid love Rick and Morty. Uh-huh. We watch that cartoon. We love it. We find it funny. But I go, Brianna, you want to get the sauce? She goes, for what? No.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, it's fine. I don't need to. Like, she sees this. Need it. But there's people that got angry.
Yeah.
And they wrote letters.
Mm-hmm. They tried to boycott McDonald's.
It's like, give me a break. And this is...
At the end of the day, it's still fitting because it's a lot of buildup for absolutely nothing. It's perfect for Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what? If you're watching Rick and Morty, you know what you're getting. You're not getting an Emmy nomination. You know what I mean? You're not going to...
Yeah, this is not going to open my eyes.
It's a neon flashing sign saying, here comes the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's... And that's what you're going for. I just find some... There's some scenes that crack me up.
Like, no, I've started to watch it. There's definitely some stuff that gives me a chuckle. Yeah, it's
when, like, okay. When the squirrels, hey little boy.
I haven't seen that part.
Oh
yet.
My god, that
I'm only like on episode 8.
Me and my daughter just been cracking out the new season. He has a device to listen to the squirrels, and the squirrels like are planning about taking over the world.
Oh, okay.
So he's just looking at the squirrels. And he goes, the boy's looking at us like he can understand us. Tell Daphne we got a 1099 Doolittle case. Hey, little boy, if you can hear us, we grant wishes. We'll make you fly and stuff. So me and Brianna will be doing that. So, all right, guys, what are we talking about today?
Well, as you know, we're in the month of October. And we thought we'd talk a little horror, which is why we brought Nick in. He's our resident horror
expert. What are your
credentials,
Nicholas?
I am the co-host of a series called Fright Fight for Moderately Neato. We take two horror franchises, put them together, make them fight to see which is the superior franchise.
Holy shit, you really had credentials.
Yeah, I really do. Right? I won a short story horror contest as chosen by Rob Zombie.
What?
No shit, that's actually true.
No! Oh, shit. Yo, why are we talking about this stupid shit? We're going to be talking about this Rob Zombie. No shit. When did this happen?
I was in high school. There was a short story horror writing contest, and They just said, hey, we have a horror contest. Rob Zombie's going to choose the winner. Winner gets a Rob Zombie prize package, including like a signed album of it was the Sinister Urge at the time.
Okay.
And I won for a story called The Icy Fingers of Doom that I wrote for a thing in class for my creative writing class.
Yo.
Right.
So this is when Rob Zombie started doing the movies kind of thing? Or?
This was right before House of a Thousand Corpses, yeah.
Okay.
He had finished it, but it sat on the shelf for 2 years because it's complete garbage, but nobody wants to say that it is.
Yeah.
But it was right after he filmed it, he made Sinister Urge.
House of a Thousand Corpses, that's the one with
Captain Spaulding and
the first one. I like that movie for what it was.
It's pretty, it's gorgeous. There's a lot of it's bad. Like it's even John Carpenter watched it and they're like, I think there's some stuff missing from this. Yeah. That was the Popcrest bell. it's very clunky and it looks really nice and it's in desperate need of a writer, but point.
It had a director.
It's just clunky. It just okay. It's like it's a car with bad timing. It just constantly lurches forward and it doesn't work.
Okay,
but it looks really nice.
Did he make up for it on the second? On his second? No.
All the Devil's Rejects.
Yeah. Really? No. Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about Halloween?
His
remake.
All right. So I'm probably gonna lose all of my horror credentials.
Okay.
I do not like Michael Myers. I don't care for it. I don't care.
No, that's okay. I'm with you. I'm not a Michael Myers guy either.
I just I've never really cared for it. It's again beautifully shot movie, but
I never understood why, you know, people like Michael Myers when you have Jason. That was always my thing.
That's kind of the thing because Jason, even though the backstory is incredibly convoluted and it's been stepped in 1,000 times and there's huge plot holes that Jason can literally phase through depending upon which movie you're watching. He goes to space. It's got a pretty decent backstory. The fact that Michael Myers is like, hey, we have this thing. Oh no, we have to keep making these movies. Ah, screw it. It's his brother or her. She's his sister. Blah, who knows? I'm John Carpenter. Like the fact that they just made shit up. It's not good.
I found his nemesis.
Yep. And I also hate all the shit that Season of the Witch gets. Halloween 3 is the best of the series.
I think I only remember what. Like, here's the thing. I grew up with my older brother and sister, much older than me, and we grew up watching horror movies. I remember watching Halloween 1. I remember watching Jason 1 up until he went to Manhattan. That's when I'm this is getting stupid. at 8 is when I just said, hey, this is...
Made it past 5, got through 5.
But I remember watching Reanimator. I remember, was it Black Lagoon? Is it Creature of the Black Lagoon? Creature of the Black Lagoon,
yeah.
Kind of thing. And then there was some swap. I want to say it was Swamp Thing or something like that.
Yeah, that was Wes Craven. He did the Swamp Thing.
But that was more of a horror thing, not...
It was a fairly straightforward... It was horror. There were horror elements, but it's pretty much just a superhero movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Still Wes Craven, but it's pretty much a hero movie.
But, I remember... So Dracula scared me.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Dracula.
Blackula... terrified the
Blackula. I mean, I don't even mess with that.
Like, yeah, it's like, yo, this shit is too close, too close to home.
You know, you're living in New York when you're watching Blackula.
No,
right?
I was living in Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
And damn it, man, I feel like if I start talking about this, we're gonna start dipping on the second episode on this. But the movie Chud.
Oh, I love Chud.
Yo,
Chud is so good.
I had a terrifying fear of the sewer caps.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would walk around it, or
because
like,
wow,
like
the opening scene. Have you seen Chud?
No.
The opening scene of Chud features a little girl, like 6 years old, watching her grandfather get sucked into a sewer, like, and just mutilated, like, a little girl. So, like, I can completely understand that fear. That makes perfect sense.
So, I, for the longest time, I would always have a fear about, like, the sewers and stuff.
Yeah. And then two years later, they make Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, you just have no idea how to think.
Yeah, and I still kind of be like, oh, that's kind of crazy. Like, I'm waiting for, like, a chud creature just to make a cameo kind of thing. But even in New York, because in New York, you know, the sewer caps will pop sometimes.
Right. And so you were just,
yo, dude, it's crazy. But yeah, but I like the classics and stuff like that, like Dracula,
right?
Wolfman.
Dracula's been around for a while, man. Like he's always a classic. I mean, you always go back to him, really.
What's the origin on Dracula?
Okay, so Dracula did exist. Okay,
Dracula did
exist.
Okay,
It was the title of a prince of Wallachia. Okay,
Dracula is a title?
Yes. Dracula is his title.
It means son of Dracul, which is the devil. So it literally translates the son of the devil.
Okay.
It's an ancient Romanian, and with the Romanian it's devil and devil and dragon. They're interchangeable.
That's right.
It's devil and dragon, and it was originally created, his father was called Vlad Dracul. He's part of the Order of the Dragon.
Okay.
It was created by the Pope. The Pope created this order of Catholic knights in Eastern Europe. And their job was to stand guard against the Muslim Turks that were coming in from Greece. And they created the Order of the Dragon.
So he just threw that name just to scare off
the Turks. Became Dracula, son of Dracul, son of the dragon.
I remember USA Network did a movie.
Oh, boy.
I don't even want to look at Nick.
Nick probably already knows what movie you're talking about.
Where they impaled the guy, and that's how he got the thing. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, I always wanted to see like an origin movie. One of my favorite movies up until the Gary Oldman Dracula movie.
Right,
Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yes. Exactly. Wait, how many people are in this?
Yeah, starring Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up until the part, and this is when I tapped out, when he floats to Keanu Reeves. That's when I'm like, yeah, because then he showed up with like. I like the part that he was a knight.
Right, he was a knight.
Yo, that shit looked bad.
He was a knight. And this is where that...
And then they dressed him like a grandmother.
And then they wigged him up pretty hardcore there.
Can anyone not think of Mr. Burns when you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even see Gary Oldman anymore. I just see Mr. Burns.
That Treehouse of Horror nailed it so
I'm not even
good.
A Simpsons fan. That's the first thing that pops
exactly.
in my head.
But he was a knight. He was a knight. He was a lord. He was a but he had a bad upbringing.
So where does the how far is the myth from the reality?
Very.
Well, it's a myth that he created.
Yeah.
The whole idea is, you know, he's trying to protect his land and trying to keep people out. So he took on the persona of Vlad the Impaler. Mm-hmm. And he would put people on spikes, but like that, you know, the famous woodcutting of him like eating as corpses all around him never happened. Like his whole idea was to try and make it seem like he was bloodthirsty so people would just leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He had to scare the Turks. He didn't have an army.
Right.
So no point he was drinking blood.
No.
He's
not Boutry. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We'll get to Boutry a little bit later.
Yeah. Because it's kind of thing. It's like, how far is the myth from the reality kind of thing?
Yeah,
because
he had your classic scary castle in the mountains type thing. Right. Sure.
So the cross is because the Pope is the only one that can fight you back. Right. Some shit like that.
He is a Pope ordained warrior. He's a Catholic.
So why the fear of the cross? What happened there?
That's Bram Stoker, for the lack of a better term, Frankensteining different myths.
Okay.
Because in the era you have different kinds of vampire myths. You have the Strigoi in Russia, and you know, in those that area we also have.
What was that?
Strigoi.
What kind of vampire is that?
Strigoi is, as far as how they look, remember Blade 2?
Yeah.
Look very much like a Strigoi.
The Guillermo del Toro vampires.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just also in the Strain TV show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just that like almost rat-like, single-toothed, disgusting, like pus, like you touch them and they explode, kind of.
Okay.
Those kind of like gross vampires. Right. They're called the Strigoi.
Okay.
And then you also have a bunch of other ones that I can, you know, Wampiers. Like you have different. You have every culture has their own vampires.
Yeah. In China, they hop.
You're getting a very clear picture of what I was like in
China.
In
they
right
hop.
Now.
They yes, hop.
They do.
Hop.
That is very true. There is an entire series of martial arts, and there's a yes! there's a RoboCop. There is a RoboCop
vampire
send up that has hopping vampires in it.
Yeah,
shut up.
It's called Robo Warrior. It's insane.
Did you review this on the Crespo Disa?
No, but I have. I did write a review that you can't find online anymore for a movie called Kung Fu Zombie, which features a vampire. The vampire's not hopping, though, but the zombies do. They come out of coffins and they hop up and down with their arms
and they have
stiff
like,
out
they have
there.
Like a ribbon in front of their face. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, it's yeah. it's a very specific version.
And it's tied into like black magic. And
you find you find them a lot of them in a lot of those 70s Kung
Fu films. I
wonder
if the Chupacabra is a version of our vampire because
probably for the most part yeah
because I remember when I was growing up they had this creature and it was a snake type bird that would bark like a dog and had fangs like a kind
of
thing.
Well, that's kind of that's probably an influence of Quetzalcoatl as well, from like the Mexican heritage that came over, the feathered serpent god. So that's probably kind of where that influence
so too. I remember like hearing that thing, and then once I moved here, then the Chupacabra made it like official debut kind of thing. Like
it's time to shine.
Yeah,
yes, this is my time.
Yeah, there's also there's a German version that's called a Walpurgis.
So like an accountant type fucking
somewhat similar. It's like a small coyote with wings that does kind of like the same kind of thing. Yeah, there's actually a stuffed version of one at Ripley's, believe it or not, in Orlando. I was so excited to see it. Like, there's a Wolpergus here.
That's so cool. Every country has a version of Dracula.
And Bram at the time
vampires.
And Bram was a traveling Irish writer who was trying to get inspiration, basically. And like Nick said, he just kind of pieced a bunch of stuff together. Okay. But he needed a name.
Where does the garlic thing kick in?
That's gotta be one of those just random nuggets from one of those like of the different kinds of vampires.
Throw out them. Like,
some kind of purification type thing.
Yeah.
He's afraid of eggplant. No. Nope. Right. No. Nope. No carrot.
No.
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 No. I don't like that one. garlic. There we go. He doesn't like garlic.
I know another one. Wolfsbane is another one that.
Yes.
Another of different vampire. Mythologies. Wolfbane's another.
Wolf's and then Bane. He only comes out at night, not during the day.
Mirror, no reflection in the mirror.
Right. Well, I mean, night, obviously. You can't have a daytime vampire. That doesn't sell any books.
There are a few that do. There are a few different mythologies.
But Blade, man, he's a daywalker.
Yeah.
That's because he's Wesley Snipes.
That's true.
You got to keep moving. Those tax people are after you, always.
And what adds to the legend, too, is that Vlad is killed in battle. With his brother Radu, actually, his brother was sold to the Ottoman Turks, and he became like this ultimate Turkish warrior.
I had no idea his brother's name was Radu.
Radu, yeah.
Radu is the vampire from Subspecies.
Oh well, there we go.
I had no idea. All right.
Yeah, because Vlad's father was kind of a coward, and instead of actually fighting the Turks, he just sold his sons there for a peace treaty.
Wow.
Yeah, Vlad and Radu grew up under the Turks to become janissaries, elite warriors. Vlad escaped. Radu stayed and became like this ultimate Pasha general. And so they eventually meet in the battlefield. Vlad is killed, decapitated, and his head is brought back to Constantinople. But in 1900, when they...
Was it Istanbul?
It was Istanbul, but now it's... it was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul.
I can't help it. Doesn't come up in conversation normally.
Right, you have to bring it up. So yeah, when when they went to go unearth the tomb in the 1900s, where they thought the body was gone. So
here's
right,
it's going to get you kind of deal,
right?
That's the only one that kind of like fascinated me, and then the movie Fright Night was like I remember watching that growing up, and I was like, yo, this
vampires are cool, like they really stick, they stay.
Except for this last vampire movie that they made with the guy from Lord of the Rings.
Luke Evans?
Yeah, that he turned into a bunch of...
Oh, Dracula Untold.
Yeah.
The beginning of Universal's idea for a dark universe.
Yeah.
And I was like...
And then they're like, no, let's start over again with the mummy.
The premise...
And then they didn't like, no, let's start over again.
Just
leave it alone. That's starting again.
The start wasn't too bad, like, premise-wise. I was like, okay, you're going to do a nice little, like, you're... They made Vlad Tepes, but then it was like, no, let's go sidetrack on this one.
Yeah. In your opinion, guys, which is the best like Dracula movie for you guys?
Oh, 1933, hands down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bela Lugosi, like, that is 100% the best Dracula.
Would it still hold up, or would it be kind of like, oh, this is sucking?
I don't know. I'm
you know, it was just while. On. It was just on the Turner Classic Movies the other day, and I got sucked into watching about 20-30 minutes of it. I just turned it on. I mean, Lugosi is great, you know. And it's,
the Renfield scene alone is still chilling when they open up the undercarriage of the boat, and you see him just staring up in that creepy laugh. Like, that is still a chilling scene. And then when you have Dracula coming into Lucy's room. Like, there are still very poignant scenes in the movie that I personally think still hold up. But then again, I watched Suspiria 2 weeks ago, and as we were walking out, someone's like, that was the boringest movie, and I've never wanted to hit somebody harder.
I have no idea what Suspiria is.
Oh,
but I'm like, but I
can't
be. It is
the most beautiful movie I've ever seen. It is gorgeous.
What year is this movie from?
78-ish?
78-ish? And this is a vampire movie, isn't it?
No, it's witches, actually.
Witches.
Italian. Yeah, it's Italian.
Italian witches.
Yeah. Dario Argento.
They just sit around and complain. It's not much. You're not meant
to. Scared the sun.
They're not wrong, actually. There's a good portion of the movie where it's just a bunch of women in a room going, ruining everything.
I know my people.
You're not wrong.
She no cleaned the house. Very good.
They ride spoons instead of brooms.
It's a plot point that one of them interrupts them when they're sleeping.
Of course. That sounds like home.
So, with the mummy, it's Universal's that tracked down the whole, like, it's Frankenstein, the mummy, Wolfman, and Dracula, right? Those are the four dudes.
It depends, because if you follow the. Because Universal's kind of retconned their history a little bit.
Okay.
Because you've got the real big one, the first one, not counting Nosferatu, which we'll get into in a minute. The big American horror movie was Hunchback of Notre Dame. That's like the big, huge epic, made the most money.
It's really?
Like the set, it was, the set stood in the middle of Hollywood for decades.
It was really well made.
Yeah.
It like looked really good.
And it's like 25, 27.
Was he a horror? Was it a horror kind of thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that. Wait, hold on. So then Disney like...
Oh, Disney beautified that.
They beautified the hell out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry. That's not Demi Moore dancing.
So
Hunchback was 1923.
So we still got like 50 plus years, maybe 50 more years. The Ted Bundy movie is going to be like, he just tried helping kids.
He's going to sing with his axe.
Oh, no, I dropped my groceries.
So
I can't wait for that.
Ted Bundy with a talking cast.
Yeah.
His buddy Wayne.
Now I just want to see like the Be Our Guest song with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Somewhere. There's some Reddit this exists.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is in someone's manifesto.
What if Disney characters were serial killers?
Yeah, like
the weirdest BuzzFeed list ever.
We can set up the Avengers of serial killers. All right, we got John Wayne Gacy.
The Avengers of serial killers.
We got Dahmer. We got Bundy.
Bundy. Zodiac.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Is that John Wayne? No.
We don't know.
We don't know.
The Night Stalker.
He's the guy behind the screen that gives him orders.
Ramirez,
yeah.
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam.
There you go. Mm. The Boston Strangler.
Mm. Well, Son of Sam's kind of got that Hydra feel to it because they don't really know if it was just one guy.
Him and his dog.
It could have been a cult.
It's him and his dog.
There's legit, like, there's a theory that it's a full cult of people that actually killed the Son of Sam skeleton.
Oh, what's the guy from London?
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. H.H. Holmes, spinning off of Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm. John Lee Malvo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why John Lee Malvo doesn't get enough.
Get the
respect of being a psychopath.
Doesn't get his due.
Yeah, dude, it's the DC sniper.
Yeah.
I remember people were scared to pump gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put in the Columbine kids.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get the Columbine kid. Oh, dude, the guy from...
No. Those are spree killers. That's different.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's true. That's true. They don't have a
keep your spree killers out of my serial killer.
What about Unabomber? Unabomber a serial killer?
Unabomber is a serial killer.
Okay.
So, Timothy McVeigh and the guy from the Dark Knight movie premiere...
Spree killers.
I like these roles.
Those are the Asylum Productions version of our serial killer Avengers movie.
There we go.
Gotcha. Of the people put...
Yeah.
The ones that deserve a Mount Rushmore.
I gotta plan this out.
Oh, BTK.
BTK, yeah.
What you really want?
BTK. Right? BTK come up with the HBKs.
Yeah.
I came to bound. I came to die. So, all right, so.
So back to Dracula.
Hunchback.
You know, Hunchback.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Hunchback was the dude. Like that
the
was
first.
That. Yeah, Lon Chaney. He beat the hell out of himself doing that. Like the prosthetics. You know, you had this. You know, the hump on his back was, you know, incredibly heavy, and he had all the prosthetics on his face. That's literally like pulling the side of his face down. Yeah. And it's a dark movie. Like it involves, you know. Completely.
Well, the book is
like,
dark.
Pouring heart like hot wax, yeah, and pouring like hot oil and hot wax on people below.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, you know, the as there and withers away, and depending upon the version you read, sometimes you know he has sex with her dead body, and there's all kinds of weird stuff. So
and
this movie, like, it had a lot of people boycotting it, like it because it's super dark,
mm-hmm.
And just even the implication is super dark.
1923.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, Chaney made.
Was this sounds? Was there?
No.
It was still, like
not until 1927.
And then all of a sudden, the words come out.
Yeah.
And people boycotting that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It was really dark, because then 2 years later they did Phantom of the Opera, with Lon Chaney, also a silent movie. But these weren't official Universal monster movies.
Okay,
Universal now goes back because they're public domain, and they're like, "Oh, yay, the spirit of monsters!" It's like, no, you didn't do that. That's not you.
Yeah.
Then they show old Universal, old King Kong, and they're like, "Oh yeah, look, King Kong." No, that's RKO.
That's RKO. Yeah.
Get your hits out of there. But yeah, they kind of retcon it, so it's. Is when you do the big group of people, it's Dracula, right after Dracula, the very same year, 1933, I think. I might look at my list up. Same year of Dracula is Frankenstein, 1931.
Okay.
Right. 32 is The Mummy, 35 is Bride of Frankenstein. 40, they jumps a couple years to 41 for The Wolfman.
Okay.
And then.
And The Wolfman was pretty popular.
Is Invisible Man Universal, or is that
Invisible Man is also Universal?
Okay,
that's whack though. That's some lazy.
Claude Rains does such a good job.
That's some lazy.
Kills
ass.
It.
Invisible Man is really good. It's not really a it's kind of a monster movie, but it's yeah. And then they really tried to push Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay, I remember
won an that. Oscar, but it never really caught on the same way that you know. Wolfman and
my one of my me and my sister's favorite movie is Jekyll and Hyde Together Again. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh my God, it's great. That showed you the clip,
yes.
Right? It's Jekyll and Hyde, mm-hmm. And then it's this you know, like doctor, and he starts doing cocaine. And because of the cocaine, he turns into like this pimp ass like high
right.
Yo, I'll play something.
I'll show you in a bit.
Oh, it's great. I wish we had, we would fall into that YouTube hole right now if I had a computer. Right. Good thing I don't have a computer. Okay.
So, and most of these were, like I said, Frankenstein based off a book. Invisible Man was based off a book.
So there's no origin. This was actually fantasy. Dracula is the only one that kind of had like a little origin of,
Frankenstein. Depending who the mummy is, it also has a historical context. Depending on who they decide is the ancient name of the mummy.
They could pick a real historical
they might
Egyptian
take a real,
figure.
Yeah, the most popular one, I believe, is Imhotep, which they like to use usually for the mummy, who is far from
what's
sinister at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a nice guy?
He's the first doctor in history.
Oh.
He designed the pyramids.
I thought the aliens did that.
He was the prime minister.
Wait, hold on. I thought the aliens did that.
Right, right. He was the prime minister, the chief architect for the Great Pyramids. He was the first medical doctor who wrote things down in history. Yeah, he was. He's the reason.
Why did he? Why did they? Why did they make him into like a killing asshole?
I mean, it depends. Again, it depends on the origin. I guess they just wanted to grab a name that people might have heard of in their history books.
Well, when did they find Tut's tomb?
They find Tut's tomb in the '20s, I think, 1920s.
So that's about the time. Yeah, that's about
the movie
the time
goes that, into production.
The Curse of the Mummy.
They were hot at the time.
Yeah. Mummies were a thing. But
1932 is the mummy.
But the real Imhotep was the reason Egyptian civilization started. That's it.
So a doctor. A good guy.
Yeah.
They're like, we just need a horror guy. Poor guy's history, like legacy. It's
like, Egyptians get a bad rap all over, too. Ramesses, too.
Do they, Ramesses is
Ramesses the second. Is always featured as the bad pharaoh in the Ten Commandments movies.
Yeah, okay.
Never happened.
Really?
Never happened. No record at all of keeping Jewish slaves.
So you have Imhotep and you have Ramesses. Where does
Wait,
the scorpion
are you a
king
Jewish?
There is a scorpion king.
Oh, God.
There is a scorpion king.
Is he Samoan, too?
He's his name is... Funny. His actual name is Namur. And, you know, how people always said The Rock should have been playing Namor. But yeah, he was called the Scorpion General, or King Scorpion the Second.
Really?
And Namur, they consider him the first pharaoh of Egypt. So yeah, even that is true.
So Ramesses didn't have like a didn't they do a movie? I feel like they did a movie.
The Ten Commandments.
No, I said they did that one.
The Prince of Egypt.
No. The guy from 300. I feel like the guy from 300 played Moses.
And Noah. Didn't he play? No, it was Russell
Crowe.
No.
Christian Bale played Moses.
It's God, something gods.
Exodus.
Gods of Egypt.
That's it. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Gods of Egypt?
Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Exodus,
yes.
Gods and Kings.
And it was
kings.
Moses
yeah.
fighting
Joe
fight
Edgerton,
scene?
Who was, I guess he was Ramesses.
Yes.
Yeah. Was he Ramesses too?
So, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He's always never had Jewish slaves.
No? You're a Jewish slave denier?
Moses also wasn't Welsh.
Never had it.
Jewish slave denier? How dare you?
The pyramids were already built by the time Ramesses took over.
By Jewish aliens.
He built the Valley of the Kings with his own Egyptian slaves. No Jews. They were gone.
The Jews were gone already?
They were gone by then.
Because Moses took them. Part of the water.
Well, we'll get into that. That's a different story
that's
altogether.
Episode.
That's another. Yeah. I'll pick apart the Bible.
Not part of the whole
I'll
story?
Pick apart the Bible later.
April, be ready.
We'll do it around Easter time.
Easter mania. You thought you hated the show. Wait till Easter comes around.
December is going to break.
Who's your God? Who's your God now?
Okay, so Wolfman, any origins on that?
With Wolfman, it's everybody. It's the same kind of thing with vampires. Everybody has some kind of wolf or lycanthropic monster thing behind it. You have skinwalkers, of all the different Native American tribes, and you have just werewolves and just in and of themselves, different kind of weird creatures. It's a popular mythology from a lot of different cultures, but as far as the mark of the werewolf and crossing a gypsy and stuff and stuff like that. Like that's
crossing a gypsy from thinner.
Thinner. Yeah, it's. I mean, Wolfman's watchable, so it's not like thinner.
They've tried to make. I remember the Howling series was like the closest thing. I never saw Jack Nicholson as the wolf. What is that? American Werewolf in
American
London?
Werewolf in London. Werewolf is really, that's it. You're done.
The greatest werewolf movie ever.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You didn't like the one with the Tom Hanks drummer, American Werewolf in London Part 2?
In Paris?
The guy from in Paris? Yeah. The guy from That Thing You Do? You didn't like
what
that one?
What was that one with... no. What was that one?
It was a great soundtrack. Yeah.
Was that modern one? Cursed? Came out in the 2000s, something like that? Or
your wife likes that movie.
My wife
with
loves
Ricci.
It.
Christina Ricci?
Christina Ricci. Yeah.
Wes Craven's Cursed.
Yeah.
No, it's a piece of shit.
I'm a Teen Wolf fan,
it was
actually.
Fun.
Love Teen Wolf.
I've got Teen Wolf on DVD for you if you need.
Teen Wolf? Teen Wolf on
his
the
back
DVD.
His back of truck.
Yeah. Teen Wolf on the DVD.
Not MTV Teen Wolf.
No good. Oh, I hated that. First of all. Does he even play basketball in MTV?
I don't know.
It's not Teen Wolf.
I refuse to.
I have no idea.
I love Teen Wolf was great, but
at least boxing.
I gave that one okay, but it was like, you watch it now, it's like, well, holy shit, they did the same movie. The
exact same movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same exact movie.
Yeah. Different. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the original and the Lon Chaney Jr. and then American Werewolf, and you're set with werewolf films. I mean, unless you've got other ones that you know of.
What is the Frankenstein, like, the go-to Frankenstein movie?
Frankenstein.
The first one.
The originals.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Bride of Frankenstein is fantastic.
Bride of Frankenstein is always touted as it's better than the original. Everybody likes
it's
it.
The Empire it's Strike yeah. Back.
It is, of the, it is yeah. the Empire Strikes Back of monster movies.
Which is why Universal is actually making that one next. That's their next
with
Universal.
Scarlett, yeah. Scarlett Johansson or
no. Scar Hall. Currently, they have cast Joe Lee as the Bride of Frankenstein and Javier Bardem as the Frankenstein's monster.
Javier Bardem could be Frankenstein.
And they got Bill Condon to direct it, the guy who did Chicago,
that's
which
fair.
Is interesting.
Yeah. And I know, Lee, I know if they don't get Jolie, Gal Gadot is the next choice.
Yeah, because there's talk that Jolie may not, because they just had to change up, push it back a year or two, because the mummy kind of scared them a bit. So the scheduling can make it screwed
but
up.
But they are determined to make this thing stick.
Oh, they are. And they want Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man. They have him, God, signed already.
No. Which is why?
It's the wrong way to go.
Just get a voice actor.
Dan, sign up for it.
not to dip into wrestling rules, but. If you already have one gimmick, you don't need a gimmick on top of it. Right. The gimmick is the monsters. You don't need to pay actors. Get a schmuck to do it. Who cares? It's dead. Yeah. Frankenstein. It's man.
I guarantee you, Maurice LaMarche would have no problem doing the Invisible Man.
What's more, no, honestly,
for less?
If you think about it, you give them. I'm not saying the script has to be like flawless or anything like that, but like you said, get an actor out there that. And you don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. But if you have Tom Cruise on the movie or you have a high movie like actor in it, you already know he's going to come out okay.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I think that's the problem is they're trying to cast these big names to be in there. The monster movies originally worked, I think, because at the time they weren't huge, these names. I mean,
well, when they did Dracula, so to kind of go back a little, to kind of touch a little bit on Dracula, when Dracula was originally released, the book rights, Stoker was still alive. Mm-hmm. And his wife was still alive. So when they originally wanted to make a movie about it, F.W. Murnau from Germany wanted to option the rights, and Stoker's wife said no. So he said, okay, screw you, I'll make my own. And he went and basically just wrote Dracula, only changed a couple of the names, but for the most part, it's the same thing. Instead of Dracula being debonair, mm-hmm. he made him this like rat creature, so that became Nosferatu. Okay. And that's
1920 then.
It's early. It is 19... Nosferatu is not on my list. 1922, I want to say.
1922, okay.
Did I not write it down? I don't know. So anyway, they do Nosferatu, and so they don't have the rights to it. Then a couple years later, 1922.
Okay.
Is Nosferatu a good?
You're going to be bored.
Yeah.
It's beautiful for what it was.
It's got some great. Look, just look up. Do a Google image search for it.
No, I've seen the Will and the Foe.
It looks great.
The Will and the Foe kind of thing.
But you're not going to want to sit through it.
No. It's got some fantastic scenes. Him going up the steps. Like the stuff you've already seen of Nosferatu is great. Don't look into it anymore.
Watch the 70s version if you must.
Oh, yeah. Herzog. The Herzog one is great. The
Kinski version, yeah.
Werner Herzog
does a great job.
He remade it with Klaus Kinski.
That coward that destroyed the best tape that could have ever been heard.
The Grizzly Man? He listened to it.
Yeah, he listened to it, greedy... We wanted to listen to it. I sat through that whole movie rooting for the Bears. He was like bullying those Bears. You're Mr. Cuddles. My name's Ralph. No, you're Mr. Cuddles. And he would slap. Didn't he
Ralph,
slap
Ralph,
the Bears?
Ralph, hold back. I'm going to get him.
No, he calls me Mr. Cuddle one more time.
Not the time.
Not taking it, B.
Not the time.
Not taking it. Dude, the guy comes here. He just takes over the whole place. All
right, Ralph. We'll get him later. Man. He's not worth it right now.
Has somebody made a cut of Grizzly Man using the voice acting from Dr. Dolittle 2?
Yo.
They're going to now.
That's a brilliant idea.
The only time that we ever be entertained.
Honestly, dude, that's a brilliant idea. We can do voiceover of that.
Well, I would love to do that. That'd be great.
And just Timothy, we got to watch The Room again. We got to do another the room thing before the new one comes out and stuff like that. Let's do this. Let's
stop bringing the wheels down.
Let's cut this into a two-parter.
Okay, yeah.
And then we'll continue the conversation as it goes on the second one. Let me just do the fill-in here for part one. Here we go. Here comes the paper, everybody. Boom! Devils and the Details. Feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, The Devils Deets. Email us at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Hit up on Facebook at the luxurious media page. That's PFT Media. All the shows are always, you know where the shows are available. You're listening to this now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you know where it is. Mm-hmm. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. What's TuneIn?
That's one of the things that you're on. The
new ones.
You're is on it.
Really?
We're tuned in. We're
on it. It's been around for a while.
Listen to all the shows that we have here on the beautiful network.
The Mothership.
The Mothership. 10:05.
Uh-huh.
Cinema Crespediso. What the Fuzz. Scotch and Good Conversation.
Poking the Bear.
Poking the Bear.
Hammering the Gap. What is the old?
Yeah, the Gap.
Oh, Pounding the Gap.
Pounding the Gap.
Hammering the Gap.
Pounding the Gap, a sports show.
Whoops.
Great title. It's close enough. Great title.
Simon Time.
I remembered you.
Simon Time, What the Fuzz, Orlando Opinions.
Mm-hmm. Orlando Opinions with Mark Baratelli from the Daily City. That show's hysterical.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got
it. All these great shows.
And it's short, too, like 5 minutes per episode.
Not featuring Angel Rivera.
Yeah, none.
Yeah, we haven't done any Angel facts.
You're banned, you bastard.
Do a quick Angel fact and then we'll get out of here.
I wish I had a good Angel fact.
You've known this guy for how many years?
I know, dude, but it's just...
the most boring best friend you've ever had.
Dude, but it's just I don't have... Like, there's some stuff that I can really, really throw out there, but I can't because he actually has a career.
Exactly.
That he's, you know, he went through radio for quite some time. That just, if I bring it up, be like, yo, dude.
It's the end of that.
It's, yeah. But eventually he'll come here and we'll see.
All right.
But thank you for listening. We'll be back part two of this horror Oktoberfest, whatever the hell we're going to call this. Yeah. Dan, what are we calling this? Origins. Halloween Origins.
Halloween first? Origins. Let's all do right. that. Waiting on you, Beyonce. Thank you.
Good night. You've been terrific, really. We love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting out with the rain. And putting out with us.
A PFT Media production.